Hey everyone, this is Paul Flynn of Megiddo Radio for the 22nd of August 2019. Just want to do a quick vlog on a post that was made on the 20th of August, so that's 2 days ago now, in response to an article in a newspaper in the Tyrone area. This is Northern Ireland. Just to give you a bit of the context here, a man by the name of Andrew Rawding, who was supposedly a minister of the gospel in an Anglican church in the area, kind of a rector there. But this man, just to give you an idea of who he is, let's change over the screen here. This is him in the background here. And he's holding up a sign, and he's been criticized, rightly so, for saying we're sorry for how the church has mistreated LGBTQI plus people. There's another one as well in the background, but that was the one he was holding up. Then there was another one as well. I think he had a picture with his son, if I'm not mistaken, in the middle of the Pride Parade in Belfast there recently. I was at the Pride Parade with other Christians standing against it, and I would encourage you, if you are in this time next year in Northern Ireland, and if you have people who are witnessing and sharing the gospel against the promotion of sodomy, you should do so and try to and stand with other Christians for defending biblical values. So anyway, this man right here now in a Facebook post is threatening someone who wrote in, I think it's a letter to the editor of Tyrone Courier. It says, this is Andrew Rawding's Facebook post. It's okay to disagree with my views, but I will be taking advice on the content of this letter in this week's Tyrone Courier, with a view to reporting it to the police as hate crime. It's clearly homophobic in a form of spiritual abuse with no consideration at all of the emotional, psychological, and spiritual well-being of LGBT people, potentially contributing to suicidal ideation. So anyway, he's kind of going from a completely psychological point of view and rejecting the authority of Scripture. This is the major point here. And what was said in this, it's kind of like a letter to the editor, Coal Island Rector's support for gay marriage condemned. And in this condemnation, so with reference to Mr. Rawding's apology for the church, I'll just change over the screen here, with reference to Mr. Rawding's apology for the church's mistreatment of the LGBT community, who gave this man the right to apologize for the church's, considering by his words and action, he obviously does not know what or who the church is. And a very clear, obvious truth. Also mentions the word of God, praise the Lord for that, and then talks about Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, verses 5 and 30. He says if he is a genuine Christian, and it's very, very clear that Andrew Rawding is not, that he is a very definition of an antichrist, of a false prophet, of someone who's not feeding the sheep. And he should be preaching salvation to the LGBT through the merits of the blood of Christ, and not only so, but in the words of inspiration, he should be praying fervently that God peradventure will give them repentance. So he talks about repentance, as you should if you are actually a minister of the gospel and going on there, and it talks about the need for repentance, the sin, and just look at just giving you an idea of the kind of thing that Andrew Rawding wants to report as a hate crime to the police. He says, oh, what joy, if only it was the Lord's good pleasure to give them his precious gift of repentance, so that they may believe savingly and trust perfectly in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as the psalmist could say, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, Psalm 51, verses 2 and 10, and that was written by David Burroughs of Dungannon. And every Christian would say, amen. Not Andrew Rodding. He said, I'm going to run to the police. And this man is not a Christian. This man is a false prophet. This man is a minister of Satan. Very clearly. And if you're in a church like his, there's other churches, you know, synagogues of Satan, as it's referred to the Westminster Confession of Faith, and also in the Bible itself, in places like Revelation 2 and Revelation 3, that there is no gospel now. This man is an open enemy. I mean, there was nothing untoward in that article. There was nothing kind of harsh or nasty or anything else like that, pointing out that salvation, the gospel, should be preached. And what does a supposed minister of the gospel propose doing? He's thinking about reporting. He's basically threatening anybody who will dare even mention his responsibility to share the gospel and to preach the gospel to a lost and fallen world. He's going to report it to the police as a hate crime. So the gospel is hatred. The word of God is clearly hatred to him. So who is he serving? Well, it's clearly not the God of heaven. Tragically, we need to pray against this and pray that nobody supports institutions. This is the Anglican Church, not in totality. I'm sure there are some good ministers of the gospel, but many of them, many of the individual congregations that are Anglican, Church of England, Church of Ireland in this case, are sadly synagogues of Satan. It's been Paul Flynn. May God bless you all.